Hey everyone, welcome to the Foch's Corner with the king of UVA basketball Twitter, Coach Phony Bennett, the producer, TW. Dougie Fresh will be joining us momentarily, and with a very special guest today, Tommy Smith. How is everybody? Phony, how's the week?
I mean, if my week was okay, not a great week for the country. Some tough news to take. So I'd say we need sports more than ever, and I'm happy to just talk sports today.
Any tweets?
You know, did you see my edit yesterday? We've got you guys always put out these nice edits by different folks. So I did a promo edit for the game Saturday, which I think.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I mean, I'll pull it up.
I'm showing off my,
all right,
my graphic design skills.
I'll pull that one up right now. We can start with that.
Yeah, but hold on a second. Let's bring Tommy Smith in.
Yeah, the big guest.
Tommy, we had a podcast with you several months ago, and it was such a pleasure to meet you then.
So yeah,
thank you, absolutely. And welcome back.
Thank you very much, by the way.
I'm excited. You're the first lacrosse player we've had on Foch's Corner.
Crossover.
That means a lot, by the way.
So we've had baseball, football, and of course basketball. So you're the first lacrosse player. Now, you told me you're from Syracuse. How did Virginia lure you from one of the lacrosse greats?
Because both my parents are from the Commonwealth of Virginia. Go figure, right? So I said this to the guys when they, you know, my first podcast, and this is kind of weird for me, but doing podcasts, but anyway. So my mom's from Petersburg, my dad's from Suffolk. So,
okay.
But I'm from Syracuse. I was born and raised in Syracuse, so go figure. But I was just like, you know what? I can't deal with the snow. I can't deal with that. I want sundresses, man. Like, you know, I mean, with all due respect, I don't mean any disrespect about that. It's just like, no, I just, it was just, I wanted a great education, and it's great to, you know, having graduated from UVA, and I love it. I love it. I can't say anything more than one of the best experiences of my entire life. So thank you for having me.
No, it's awesome. And thank you for being in the I Am Phony Bennett video.
And thank you for having me.
Folks who listen to this are probably familiar with that, but that fundraiser is going quite well. We're going to wrap it up Saturday night, and we'll, you know, hopefully not long after that, be able to talk to folks about how we did. But I mean, it's just been from my seat really successful, and TW might be able to speak on a little bit more, but it's definitely exceeded my hopes for it. So I appreciate your support of that, and you know, putting your voice and face in that for us.
Well, we appreciate you too as well.
Thank you.
Yes, I think it's been great. We'll tally up the total number. We got a little more. We got a few more orders this week. Not a lot, but everything else has been fulfilled as of yesterday. So yesterday's orders, I think, were the only ones that need to get back ordered again. So once the campaign ends, I'll order however many is left, and then we'll fill those next week.
Yeah, I'll help you.
Everybody should be whole.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, some people are telling me they got their tracking numbers, so they seemed excited about it. It's been cool because people have been sending the pictures. People have already received them. Some folks have tweeted pictures and stuff, and it's just neat. I mean, it's neat to get the community, you know, our community
involved in
something like that. And look, I'm not a fool. It's guys like you, Tommy, being in that video and putting your voices behind it that made the difference, because that got people interested, and they saw so many people that they respect. So I really appreciate that. And hopefully we have some good news to announce about our totals next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything that I can do, thank you. I'm all in.
And then, I mean, especially given where we are today in the world is nice to have something positive and refreshing.
It's crazy
to lean on. But I'll jump into this week's tweets. Okay. Here's the first one. Tony Bennett's kickoff is allegedly in 3 days. Here's the edit I made to commemorate it. For those that haven't seen it, we'll link it below. It says Duke versus Virginia. Right, Virginia versus Georgia. Crossed out VMI, crossed out VPI, crossed out now Duke. Which is incredible.
Now, and a couple people told me, well, you got to have Clemson in there because for a few hours it looked like Clemson was going to be our opener. I get that, and it probably would have been good to include them. But the Clemson game never got moved. Those other games either got canceled or postponed and stuff. So I stand by the edit, and I'm telling you, when we see that first tactical sunglass ad during the game on Saturday, you're going to nod your head, and you're going to be like, yeah, funny, was right.
Yeah, sponsored by tactical sunglasses. And on that note, while we're at it for the game, I saw this tweet. UVA opened as a 9-point favorite going into Saturday, but now it is now 5.5-point favorites. I don't know if you guys follow that. Looks like lots of people put money on Duke.
Yeah, I did see that, and then I saw people, oh, I wonder what this means. You know, I mean, Virginia hasn't played a game yet, and so I think there's enough question marks. I mean, we've seen Duke, and they're not good, but they've also got two games under their belt now.
So. Right. That makes a huge deal. I'm just going to say this just real quick, guys. As a father or a son, my dad was one of the first black officials from the Big East, the former Big East. He was a lead official. So my dad, I lead on my dad. And as far as like, and he can't hear so well, but he's just like, but he can see, he's just like, that should be a flag. That should be a flag, you know? So that's my dad. So, and you know, he hails from Suffolk, Virginia, but he was one of the head guys back in the day. So I just wanted to just kind of give him a shout out. So I apologize. I didn't mean to make a huge deal about that. So but I just wanted to give him a shout out.
That's awesome. So did you get to watch a lot of football with him and get a better understanding?
Oh, yeah, to say the least. I watch more tapes about football than Rudy. I was just like, it was like between lacrosse tapes and I was like, you remember the VHS?
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm taking it old school, right? So VHS, like, so we would come home and he was just like, he would run everything back and he's like back and forth. I'm like, you know, I'm like, no, I was like, dude, I was like, I can't take it anymore. I was like, I'd rather rake leaves than do that. I'm like, it's driving me nuts. He's like, all right, do your thing. He's like, yo, here's a dryer, so go ahead.
What was his take on UVA sports when you joined UVA? Did he jump on the bandwagon or was he?
Oh, he's from Suffolk, so he was just like, yeah, he's like, hell yeah, you know. And he's all about the Hoos. But
that's awesome.
He went to, and my mom went to Virginia State.
Okay.
Which is a historically black school, so up in Petersburg. So, but no, they're, you know, so we bleed orange and blue through and through. So it doesn't make a difference for us, but it's just like, but he loves UVA without a doubt.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What do we think about this game? Are we?
I got the Hoos winning. I mean, I think Armstrong is going to show some people something. Our line should be the best it's been under Bronco, and it's definitely, I guess, the most experienced. So I got the Hoos winning by how much, I don't know. But Bronco's played Cutcliffe well since he got here. So I'm hoping we don't have to sweat it. We can just enjoy the fact that it's football. What do you got, Tommy?
I got 20-17 Hoos.
All right, so you're saying we don't cover, but
I'm not going to cover, but I'm just saying, as long as we win, baby.
Yeah,
just win.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
like, win, baby.
I'm not a bettor, so I don't care about.
Right, and I don't bet either. I'm like the old. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but at the same point in time, I'm like Al Davis, just win, baby. I don't care. You know what I mean? So just win.
I think it would be so risky to bet on a college football game at this point.
Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. It's like, how many injuries did we see in the NFL this past week? I mean, that's like, right.
More than 40. Crazy. I think there were
guys
more than 40
in their ACLs.
Of guys that left, did not return from this weekend. But I'm just talking about COVID.
Yeah.
COVID cases. Yeah. Never mind injuries, right?
Right.
And, like, somebody could have a medical breakout tomorrow where 10 guys might not be available because they're suffering.
You're done.
I would think that would be such a risky bet, like on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or even a, I don't know.
This is why I don't bet.
But I'm assuming that you get your money back if the game's not played, right? The
best. Well, no, I'm not talking about play, but what if?
But you're right.
Enough people to be eligible to have the game. But let's say
I gotcha.
The starting quarterback, backup quarterback aren't eligible because they have COVID.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
But the bet's already been made, dude. Point. You're not getting your money back.
Right.
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 Your punter's taking snaps and
three offensive starting linemen aren't available.
Right.
Like, I think that's such a risky bet.
Yeah.
You know, maybe Saturday morning, right? Maybe. But
maybe. Maybe.
I mean, we don't know a whole lot. So the bet in general seems wild anyway. But I mean, maybe the game's going to be right on the line anyways, because Vegas knows everything. So
yeah, that's
it's incredible.
Yeah, they apparently know something.
They do really do. But what Duke lost its first two games?
Yeah,
they did, but not by much though.
Who'd they play last week?
I think they played Georgia Tech last week. I think they played Georgia Tech, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, they opened. Would they open against Notre Dame?
Was it? I saw some.
Yeah,
I think I saw some thinking. Yeah.
I mean, I can look it up really quick. That's Duke played. Let's see. I don't know. This mine doesn't show who they played.
Well, I mean, it definitely gives them an advantage, right, of having two games.
Right.
Two games.
Exactly. Already.
So people are expecting they played. They lost to Boston College 26-6 last week.
Yeah, and then Notre Dame.
That's some of the game I saw. I was watching a little bit of that.
And BC's actually really good, man. Like they're a lot improved. So, I'm coming from a football background as far as my dad goes. So, they're much improved. So,
watch 26-6 BC.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I think the news today was Duke is down two starting cornerbacks.
Okay.
That always helps.
I don't know if the line has moved since then, because I think that tweet that you're showing was from yesterday or the day before, but I would expect being down two cornerbacks might hurt. But then there's questions about the weather, too. And again, this is why I don't bet. It stressed me out too much. I don't know enough.
Same with me. Exactly. Same with me.
Yeah. Just to be clear to the listeners, this is not a moral decision on my part. I just don't think I would be good at it. I'm not trying to high road anybody. I'm just.
If we move shift gears, I said the next one. I was going to shift gears back to usual basketball.
Yeah.
Power 36 ranking. Andy Katz, UVA is not number 7. Yeah, Gonzaga 1, Baylor 2, Villanova, Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin.
Gonzaga's number 1?
Yeah, Gonzaga
really?
Number
1. Wow.
No other ACC team in the top 10.
Now, if this is
– Really?
If this is about who's – you know, where people are to start the season, you know, then I probably agree with that. I think power polls are basically about where you are right now.
Yeah, this is the best at the moment.
Polls are trying to pick who's going to be great at the end of the season.
True. Yep. It's how you finish, so who cares? So whatever, you know?
At least we're up there, though. I'm always happy to see your name.
Yeah, which is important, right? Yeah. And people can say, oh, I'm not looking at polls, but it's really important, especially for recruiting.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool.
Coach, you would not receive the amount of videos, right, and mixtapes, right?
Right.
UVA wasn't in the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to bring you in, Tommy, because and I haven't gotten one in a couple of weeks, but I frequently get mixtapes from recruits who are, you know, or hey, can you watch my tape? From recruits who are unable to discern Tony from phony. And but there actually is one kid on the team, and I'm not going to name names, one kid on the team that it wasn't until he signed didn't realize that wasn't Tony. not naming great. Names, but I know that's true. And so some people don't pay enough attention, but
right. Are you asking me or are you telling me? Like
yes, it's, ask you.
No. I never had to. So I got recruited by a bunch of schools, but whatever. It does make a difference. I always wanted to go to UVA.
Right.
It was either Syracuse or UVA, and I was just like, or maybe UNC. And I was just like, UNC is so freaking so south that I'm like, no. I was like, that's my bloodline down at UVA. So like, and my dad's like, oh, hell no. he's like, I travel enough, you know. But no, I just, you know, you have to be mindful of like what you also send, especially in this day and age, like what you send and how you send it. Right. Because and I'm not trying to be overly dramatic, but you have to really do your due diligence and like, you know, like, hey, like this is what, be strategic about how you want to identify yourself. That's all I can say. I mean, okay. So I'll give you four things that I know that Dom Sarzia always preached to us. He was like, I want attitude, I want speed, I want power, and I want leadership. And if you give me those four things, I can produce anything. I'm just, so that's just coming from me. I'm sorry to be cheesy, but that's me. So.
Well, and you were lucky enough to, I mean, you were well-regarded nationally. And that had to be, I mean, harder to get a national reputation. Like now with videos and stuff, it's a lot easier if you're in California or, you know, the Colorado these days or something.
Right.
To see a guy across the country without, and, you know, if you're trying to market yourself, there's a limit to how many of those VHS tapes you can send out.
Right? Well, no, absolutely. I mean, and that's, and once again, everything has, you know, social media has changed the whole dynamic. Right. I mean, it is what it is. So, so it's just, it's, you know, it's a different dynamic. So, you know, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm old school. So,
I mean, has it shrunk the world, you think? Because not everything's accessible, or is it made it just vastly bigger? I don't even know.
No, I think it's made it bigger. But I also think from the standpoint of being just from that standpoint of you get to see kids that you would never, ever be able to see. Right. You can see a kid from Oregon that you would never, ever see. He's an athlete. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying? Like right. That's, and it's like, you have an athlete, bring him out to the, and like, and that's where Lars Tiffany does a great job. With that program, it's just like, and I'm obviously I'm going to be biased about that because he's one of my boys from upstate New York, central New York, Syracuse guys. But it's like one of those things where like you see the potential. It's like, you know, like give me an athlete, I can give you a championship, right? Like.
Yeah,
I can conform. If that makes, I'm sure. I apologize if that doesn't make any sense, but anyway.
That's kind of the UNC one and done model, right? It's like, just give me the give me the athletes and I'll figure out the rest.
Right, exactly. That's my whole point. Exactly. Because you have to really, you have to have the stall involved, right? Because these guys are going to be going out. So it is what it is.
And then on the basketball, I was going to say the other tweet, the only last tweet I had, Virginia men's basketball tweeted 5 minutes of buckets of, you know, the Brooklyn Nets Joe Day. They had a bunch of tweets about Joe Harris today, which is cool. Man, there.
Now, why was it Joe Day? I didn't get that.
I have no idea. I think they're just trying to re-sign him.
Right. Did they re-sign him? Is that?
No, I think they're trying to.
They're trying to kiss his butt. And, I don't know if it was his birthday. Like what?
Or, they better kiss his butt. They need it.
I think. Yeah. I don't know. They just had a bunch of Joe tweets today. I think it's just part of trying to get him back.
Right.
Like Brooklyn Nets has like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 tweets today of Joe Day hashtag.
Is it Happy Joe Day or Merry Joe Day? I can never remember.
I don't know.
I mean, you just said something really important. You just said that they need him. If you look at the teams suffering, or I won't say suffering, who have lost earlier than that people expected, the Clippers, Boston might get bounced. Those are teams that aren't shooting well from the perimeter.
Yeah, they could all use Joe.
Absolutely. So if you have KD and Kyrie on the same team, and they're going to get double teamed, and they're going to kick it to somebody, and Joe and you're kicking it to Joe Harris, who shot, I forget what he shot this year from 3-point percentage, but it was remarkable.
Right.
I want that dude on my team.
Right.
And he can get to the cup. It's not like he's just a shooter.
Yeah, he's really improved on that and finishing around the basket. He's like gotten so much better, drawing contact, getting to the line. He's a complete player for sure. He's not just a shooter.
He's gonna get paid.
But honestly, guys, keep in mind, like, he's gonna get paid, but he's not gonna ask for astronomical numbers either.
Right.
Like,
right.
So keep in mind, like, you know, if I'm a GM, I'm like, keep that guy on the team.
Right. And team
that,
player.
Once again, like, he's all about team. That comes from Tony, right? That comes from Tony Bennett. Like, it's all about, like, hey, you're going to get paid where you're going to get paid eventually, right? Like, just if you're – it depends upon – if you have KD, like, I'm like, yo, dude, I'm with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, yo.
If I'm Kyrie and I want and I'm trying to get my number, he's going to get paid. Well, I guess Kyrie's fine and KD's fine, right, for the rest of their lives. But if they just want to win, if they're committed to win, and I can pass to somebody who's shooting over 42% from 3-point land,
right?
I want that guy on my team, and that's what he's got.
Exactly.
Right.
From 3-point land. You make the sacrifice because of the team. Right. Exactly.
And by all accounts, Joe loves Brooklyn. Like, not just the team, but the city, the borough. So, I mean, that's still, hopefully, in my mind, seems – I mean, maybe he ends up at the Knicks or something. And
that way don't say that.
I know. I would hate it for him. I would.
I just go back to Kyrie making that tweet earlier in the year about the future of the Nets, and he didn't include Joe. I mean, that's kind of telling, but we'll see. We'll see if that even matters.
That's also Kyrie, though.
Like, yeah,
What was the tweet? Hold on a second. By the way, Coach Phony, I appreciate and value that you said you called Brooklyn and Borough. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure you understand that New York is broken, that New York City is broken into 5 boroughs.
Oh, I think most people know, but I mean, it's still colloquially. Yeah, I mean, I can see why you call it a city, but I knew you were here, and I was like, I better get this right. I don't need Mark dinging me.
Ding. He does. What was the quote?
No, he just talked about the future of the Nets, and he listed like 7-8 players, and Joe was not in there. So I don't know. It could be a mistake, or it could be purposefully. Didn't think he was part of the future for whatever reason. Yeah. So
I remember having a conversation with Joe in almost a year ago, maybe October, when he had just got to Brooklyn. Or no, he wasn't at Brooklyn. He didn't just get there, but he had played. And when Kyrie and KD were coming over.
Yeah.
Conversation. I said, how's Kyrie? And he was like, oh, he's real cool.
All right.
So, there's been lots of rumors about Kyrie having issues. And
you got to worry about not list them too much into a tweet, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But, so says Phony Bennett.
What's happening, Dougie?
I thought everything was in the tweet, Chris. I thought that's all that mattered was a tweet.
That's my entire existence. It doesn't have to be
so. Not to somebody real.
Yeah. Aim higher.
Oh, that's funny.
And you're here, 6:39. You're 6:10. T-Dub said, should we wait for Fresh? And he'll be here at 6:30. I said, no, he's going to be on Fresh time.
Yeah, that's my Bahia. That's my Brazil Bahia side. Always right on time, late.
Can I give a shout out? Because D-Fresh, your little girl is freaking hysterical, dude. Like, she is phenomenal. She's like, don't worry about my brother. I was like, oh, my. I was like, did she just call him out? I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like,
oh, yeah, step aside.
I had three girls, but I'm like, what? Did she just say? I'm like,
well, I actively have a boy for sale, so everybody knows that. So if you're trying to step up your game,
okay, so maybe we can make a swap because I need some male companionship.
I get it.
I was gonna continue our at the end of our podcast, Tommy. We talked about.
Yeah,
the Mount Rushmore of Virginia athletes, and then that conversation continues a little bit on our text. But let's go now that you've had some time to think about that. Let's restart that conversation.
Okay,
we're gonna do the Mount Rushmore of Virginia athletes. We'll give you five.
So, All right, so here we go. Okay, so bear with me. Are we going from 1 to 5, or are we going to 1 to 10?
No order, just whatever. It's the Mount Rushmore, right? I don't know.
They all get up there.
They all get up.
Okay,
yeah,
so
equal heads on the
obviously, I'm going to say Debbie Ryan. She doesn't get enough respect, but she laid the groundwork for a lot of stuff. I would say Ralph Sampson, right? So you got number one, number two. Okay, so whatever. All right, so George Welsh, right? I will put Dom Stars in. Who's the soccer coach?
Bruce Arena?
Bruce Arena, yes. And I... Bruce Arena we had so many great coaches. That's the problem.
Yep.
Terry Holland. I was like, T. Holland is up there. I'm like, he's a great coach, great guy.
And where does Coach Bennett fit in?
Well, obviously, he's number one, so let me pump it down. So you had to go there. All right.
This is about to be a 12-man roster.
This is a big
mountain. Keep going.
Who am I going to bring off the bench? I'm like, oh, damn.
I like it. It's your list of top five UVA athletes, and the first four are coaches.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about coaches. I apologize.
Well,
as far as athletes?
I mean, if it's UVA sports figures, yeah, going with the coaches is
okay. So let's go with the athletes. Okay, so let's scratch the coach. I'll be frank. Alexi Sampson. You go Terry Kirby, Chris Slade. You go,
Who's on there for lacrosse? Who's on there for lacrosse?
I know who is. Jay Jalbert, Doug Knight, Michelle Cusimano, who was a phenomenal goalie from women's athletics from Manhasset High School up in New York. And she played goalie for the women's field hockey team and the lacrosse team. She was phenomenal. You could not score on her. She was phenomenal. Michelle Cusimano. I'm going to put that out there. So I'm just going to say that. Sherry Greer. Remember Sherry Greer?
Who
remembers that?
I talked to Sherry Greer today. Made my day.
Yeah. Sherry Greer. She could outrun a deer.
Legit.
Not like a joke. She could outrun a freaking deer. Like, not a joke.
Gazelle.
So are we up to that's 9 or 8 or 9?
About 25.
Yeah. So I can go, but the beauty of it is that we have so many people that have so many skills and right. that care yep. about one another. And I think, Doug, you said it best when we had our first podcast, you were just like, this is about family, right? Like, this yep. is about our family.
You're just in. Yep.
Right? It is yep. what it is. Even when I saw you posted that thing with cons on, I'm like, what the frick is a con? I'm like, what the?
I wish I would have kept.
I'm like, oh my god!
I wish but, I would have kept a pair of.
Oh, hey! By the way, who was? Oh, Tammy. Tammy Reese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tommy Likey on that. She was, yeah. She was, she had it going on. She was awesome. She was awesome. She had a mad crossover, too.
Great little acting career post college, too. Little known fact. Oh,
and by the way, Dawn Staley might be the number one, by the way. Can I just say that?
All
UVA. Dawn Staley might be the number one.
I think UVA.
If you really think about it, he might be the number one.
He might be.
Her resume,
incredible.
Look at her resume. Over life. Exactly.
She led the flag ceremony.
Yeah.
Right.
For the U.S. Olympics.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not an accident.
And she would. She was talking. No offense. She was talking shit when she was. Carrying the flag, I'm like, what in the world is she doing? I'm like, she was
straight up,
crap.
Straight up competitive.
And I love that, you know, like, yeah, no. So
she might be number one. I actually think she might be fairly clear cut number one.
I'm gonna say this.
I would put her and Ralph Sampson number one, number two.
Yeah.
Yep.
And give me a photo.
Extremely fair.
Right. Okay. And then give me Chris Slade and Terry Kirby, number two. Right? Because they're cousins. Right?
Tab High School.
Right. Tab High School. Exactly.
My guys. My year. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, no. Absolutely.
I was there for those guys.
Hey, D, you know I don't front. You know I don't front. Dude.
So who's considered the greatest soccer player in Virginia history? Is there a definitive?
Oh,
that's easy.
I mean, Claudio had
Claudio. It's Claudio. Claudio needs to be up there.
But there were a couple guys that won championships all 4 years. Claudio left a year early,
right?
Because I remember Arena said then he's not going to retire his number. You know, that's for guys who graduate.
Yeah.
I don't think he was happy that Claudio gave up a year, but there were a couple guys that were on that team for all 4 years.
I'll tell you one thing. Claudio has paid Bruce Arena's mortgage for the last 30 years. So Claudio's fine with that.
True. Very true.
But what's something really cool about soccer, bringing up to your point, Chris, is the reach in U.S. soccer, whether it's relevant on this, it's all Virginia guys, dude.
It is.
Coaches, players.
Absolutely. It's a lot to choose from.
Oh, it's a lot. But no, Claudio was – we called Claudio Kenny for Kenny Anderson because he made basketball guys soccer fans.
Right, exactly.
Like, he was so nice.
He was smooth.
That's incredible. He's a great athlete, too. He can hoop. He can play tennis. He can play everything. His kids are freak athletes.
I mean, football's tough to have one person stick out as
football's tough. Man.
I'm going to say from football, I'm just going to say this. If you look at the body of football, okay, and hear me out about this, Anthony Poindexter was nasty. What did he do? He came back. All he did was to come back, and unfortunately, I remember the day that he blew out his knee, his hip. He blew out everything.
Yeah.
Thank God that his parents took out an insurance policy. But he tried to do the right thing by coming back. He was one of the top five, like literally one of the top five, like, not recruits, but draft picks. And he was nasty. But when he came to that sideline, I remember it till the day is long. And he snapped it, and my dad, I remember coming back to my dad, or talking to my dad, he's like, he's done. He's like, he'll never be the same again. Because when you do that, when you snap everything like that, he's like, you can't, he's like, you're a human being, dude. Like, you can't do that. Like, it just, and he tried to do all the right things, you know. Right. And I'm not trying to be, like, morbid about it, but it's just like, he was freaking ridiculous. He was a freaking freak of nature. And he was.
Yeah, I always thought so too. He was.
He was always nice.
I've never seen anyone hit that hard.
Oh my God. Like, that's
it was Lawrence Taylor. Like, that's
oh my.
Right.
Teed up. I was like, that's what my dad said. He's like, dude. He's like, he goes, because my dad was, you know, he's on the field. He's like, this dude used to freaking, he was like, he was a country kid. He was he hit people like
crazy hard.
Freaking like, oh, it was like a Mack truck. But when he pulled up on that kid from Auburn, and it was just like everything snapped, and it's like, oh my God, it was just like, so.
T. Smith, you got to listen to his podcast with Ball Hawk and T. Covington. It's so good. I didn't know much about Poindexter. I know the name, but I'll tell you how. It's incredible. Yeah, I mean, I think they're all incredible for the record, but it was really good. And you know, when a guy like Tony Covington, Ahmad Hawkins is talking to him, you just see the respect.
Right.
And you know, right. within your team and your history, when the guys, it's like talking to Brian Stiff, like, right. Bow down.
Right. Next exactly. Level.
And they were that way with Poindexter.
And by the way, I thought about this just real quick. Think about this. Herman Moore. Think about Herman Moore.
Yeah.
Moore was legit. He was in Jerry Maguire. I mean, like, he was just like, remember, Herman Moore was like 6'4". He would grab stuff. I was like, like, sitting there, I was like, I wanted to go to UVA right then.
I didn't even know Sean Moore.
A lacrosse thing.
Yeah. Like, more to more connection.
I was spoiled, man, because if you go back and look at that, 90 season TW, go look at the scores of those games. It's like Virginia 52, NC State 35.
they were
entertaining, man. I was watching Sean and Herman and Slade and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow. They're ballers.
Yeah. We still get scores like that, but it's basketball.
I know, it's, and I know. I apologize. I don't need to make it sound like you know, about lacrosse or whatever sport, but it's just the whole program is so based on excellence.
Right.
It really is. I just hope that these kids get a chance to play. You know, I mean, that's hard. You know, because even I have three girls, and they're like, what do we do? You have to take it week by week. You know, it's a different day and age. It's tough.
Absolutely. Yeah, hopefully we'll get a few football games in. I don't know.
Yeah, here's my question. I'll pose a question to you, to all of you. Would you rather have zero season or half a season, like pump and go? Because to me, I think that ruins everything. I'm not sure if I know what the answer is.
So for the example would be the basketball season last year. You'd rather just not have the whole thing than have it end at the eighth season.
So that's exactly where I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Because I don't want to sit there and be like, okay, we're going to play this one game. We're going to play this one game. And we're going to – I'm like, no. Either you're going to play it or you're not going to play it.
Right.
Yeah, I get that.
And it's tough. So it's
at this point, I'll take a half a season. I'll take anything.
And that's true. I mean,
I'll take a half of football. Like,
yeah.
And honestly, yeah. if I watch one more movie with Ben Affleck in it, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna stab myself. I'm like, really? I'm gonna stab myself in the freaking balls. I'm like.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking.
Marky, ding him.
Right, exactly. I'm like, can I watch Swingers one more time? Really, thank you. All right, cool. Thank you.
For me, like, the way we follow these guys, right? Like, I want to see Kihei Clark on the court this year.
That's
the point. I want to see the dude. I want to see Sam Bowser, to tell you the truth. Like, who I have no connection with, but I want to see Casey Morsell. I want to see Beaton. Like, that. I want to see the kids and what they look like, you know.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, and those guys like Hauser and then the rookies, I mean, we've been hearing about these guys for years. And you're following their recruitments and you're watching their mixtapes if they happen to send them. And then you're like, all of a sudden.
Right. They're going to be 30 before we. Like, no. You have to go back and play college.
Like, I'll tell you what, T. Smith, I got to tell you something. As great as locker room access has been to my life and saved me during this whole thing, and brought all the good things that I've always wanted to do out of me, it has killed me because I'm so into recruiting now, which I never gave a flying fuck about before. I'm like doing the, what's the thing called? The ball. I want to do a crystal ball.
Yeah.
I want to be like, I don't even know what that means, but I want to have a crystal ball now.
I don't know what it means either. So
my prediction is Trevor Keels comes to UVA. How's that? No inside info for the record.
Hey, listen, whatever. I'm from the 315, so I will bring whoever I can bring. You know,
Trevor. I hope so, but I feel like the longer anyone drags on,
they already hate me, so I don't even care. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I'm done. I'm gone.
Nobody hates T. Smith.
No, but I'm like. Hop in my Subaru. Like,
they got, you know, so Dougie, there's two scholarships left, right, for next year.
Yeah.
I don't even know what year. He might be a sophomore for all I know. I don't even know what year he is.
He's next year.
Okay. He coming to school next year.
Yeah.
And they haven't even offered anybody in 2022.
Which is rare. But they're like the only school that hasn't offered anyone yet.
Very few people. Unlike like Bryant College that offers – everybody that plays college basketball, everybody that plays high school basketball,
right?
You get an offer from
Ryan. Really,
and I, the coach is a real good dude. I know him well, not well, but I know him. Literally, It is the complete
opposite. Brian, really? Right. Brian College?
Yeah.
It is right, but what if Brian College won a, if Brian College won a national championship, they'd probably be more selective the next year.
By the way, I had no idea that Brian Stith had his own college, for the record.
No, it's not Brian Stith.
Or it's Little Brian Wong. Yeah, exactly.
T-Dub's little man, right, who's going to be running the world in 5 years. Right, exactly. But unlike them, UVA has decided not to offer. They're one of the very few schools who take their offers very seriously, right? And right. They're very selective.
Right, exactly.
So yep. They have two left. They're going after, from what I understand, and I'm sure, Dougie, you may be able to correct this because you're following this so closely, and T-Dubs, certainly you can, and Coach, maybe you ultimately know everything.
I do.
What about the recruiting process, about who you're going to offer?
I'm not even going to touch that.
They're really, I think it sounds like they're intensely going after three kids, right?
Kaufman?
For Tony? Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Keels and Kaufman.
They need height. They need height.
And one other guy.
Efton Reed.
Yes, Kaufman.
Right.
I think Efton Reed's
falling off. Efton Reed is out. Yeah, I think he's out. Right.
But I think Kaufman's like the new gem. It's kind of like when I got recruited, Marky, like Virginia let Kenny Anderson go. They let Bobby Hurley go.
Right.
Okay. And they just waited until I was available. And like, I think it was July of like my senior year. After I graduated.
They swiped on those other guys.
Yeah, swipe whichever the wrong way.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
There's somebody out there.
You guys are so wrong.
Wait a minute,
Anthony Hardaway. Nah.
Oh, who's this?
How great of a skit would that be? College coach swiping left and right like
you
a
date. So oh,
no doubt.
So
incredible.
That's a great idea.
Who's the kids available?
Oh my gosh!
We might have to make that video.
Like playing defense,
Tinder with players, and then we're swiping left and right. That'd be great.
Man, that's funny.
Looking up their profiles.
Yeah.
Right? Doug says he likes me.
Swipe. Really,
somebody
swipe
shoot,
right.
Somebody shoot 10%. Nope. Can't right. Gives up 30 points. Nope. Absolutely right. No, that would be hilarious. But I think, Tommy, I think you do make a good point. There's going to be some hype.
Yeah, we need some hype. But there also, you also need some quickness, right? So, I mean, like, if you had to drop it down, I mean, I'm not Tony Bennett or Phony Bennett. So, it's just like.
Everyone's Phony Bennett. You even said so.
When you drop it down, right? So. You know, it's like Dawn Staley, like drop it down, right? So, you know, when you get in someone's grill, they know, like, when they drop the ball, it's going to be on.
You this year, J-Huff, we got J-Huff down low and then Sam.
Right.
Is that it? I guess we have Poppy.
Yeah, Poppy, but you also have
Poppy
Caden.
And Caden.
Right.
And what's his name? And – sorry, I can't think of his name. We had him on the Jay Willie show a couple of weeks ago. Come on, Coach, where are you?
All right, who have you named yet so far?
Caden, Sedgwick.
Poppy,
Caden. Jay.
Did you call him Caden Sedgwick? It's like a Shedrick, Harry Potter name. Shedrick.
Sam was on. Caden. Sam's
Sam.
Big kids. Yeah. What's his name? Oh my God.
Can I give a quick shout out, because D Fresh posted something on Facebook that was one of the best Virginia basketball. Now, and you laugh, but one of the best Virginia UVA basketball teams ever. I was like, I had no clue. Because I was a freshman coming down from SU, and I'm not even trying to rap, but I'm just saying. But those guys were straight up guys. I'm like, you know, they had D Fresh, they had, I didn't realize that how big those guys were until I actually got down to it. I was like, these are some tall motherfuckers. I'm like, yeah. What's up? I'm like, yeah. Havlicek. I mean, like, I remember when, you know, John Havlicek used to hang out and just watch. And I never said anything to him because he was a legend, right? God bless him, rest in peace. But he was a legend, right? So, and he would just watch, like everything. And I'm like, yo. And but Jay Will and all those guys were just like, it's so I guess my whole point is thank you very much, D Fresh. Love you and respect you. And hey, listen, we got two natties in 1 year. We got one for lacrosse, we got one for basketball. So let's keep it going. And be well.
I appreciate the interruption to give me a chance to look up the roster and embarrassed to say that I couldn't remember Justin McCoy's name.
Oh, wow. Guy. That's right.
Right. And Trey Murphy is supposed to be really, really, really good.
So what's the Trey Murphy? I know he grew like 5 inches in college, but what's his position type thing?
That's a really good 6'8", question.
6'8", right? He's like a 6'9".
But I think he grew in college, right? Out of nowhere?
And I think...
That must be nice.
I think he can play the three.
That's what I thought. I feel like he's more closer to a guard than a big guy. I mean, I guess he's skinny, too. But he's stretched out in college. Really, so.
Well, that's... Yeah,
McCoy. I'm excited about it. I should have mentioned that before. I'm excited. I thought Justin McCoy looked so good on the court last year. Didn't get much time, et cetera, but he got some. But he always looked very comfortable. Sorry.
Yeah, McCoy's always on everyone forget. When we just forgot him. That's terrible.
Well, and it seems like multiple players have talked about how active he's been in the offseason and improvements and stuff. I think he's a guy that will hopefully surprise some folks.
All right. So we ran a little poll about hosting an NBA roundtable with some former Hoos on Facebook. And yeah, 35 people voted they'd watch it recorded. That's the highest. 20 live, 11 podcast, 9 said they wouldn't listen to it at all.
Right. I voted.
So,
what did you say, Tony?
I didn't even see it.
Maybe what did you say?
All everything. I hit everything. Done. I'm in. No, I'd watch it live. I don't know. Why not? What else am I gonna do?
You hit watch it live. Yeah, you hit watch. You voted for watching it live.
Yeah, of course.
So did have.
Of course. Real wahoos.
But the fourth option was I don't care about the NBA. Right. Weird option.
Right.
CW.
So can I ask you guys one real question? Uh-huh. How do you feel about going into the season without a bubble? Because we can't do that, right? We can't do that. So I'm asking a question because I don't know. I don't know how we do that.
Yeah, I think there's got to be some kind of mini bubble at least.
Yeah, I mean, basketball's learning a lot from football because obviously football is not doing a bubble. They've got a lot more guys to control. So,
right.
I mean, football teams, other than the fact that football is played outside and basketball indoors, well, they do it without fans. That's
my point. Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
No fans. I mean, either way, it's going to be no fans or limited capacity fans.
Yeah.
And then, all right.
And but then, it's got to be a lot easier to control 14 or 15 players versus the 80 or whatever is on a football team.
We're still – I mean, the NBA seems to have done it, right, which was leads the way in the
bubble. Well, they've got the actual bubble.
Yeah, but they – definitely. Yeah, but, exactly.
College teams can't afford that.
Yeah, college can't do that.
They don't have to worry about going to school.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And that's – all right. Okay.
I'm thinking if they can do a bubble and then classes are now online anyway, so it shouldn't affect school, I think they can – I think they can pull it off.
And – yeah, they probably weren't going to school well anymore. I'm not even gonna go there. Anyway,
yeah, you can do a bubble. You can do a bubble for conference play, maybe. I don't know. Knock out the conference play in a bubble,
or at least
they do it two parts.
I'm just curious because it's just that's the world we you know, that we live in these days. So it's weird.
It's a wild one. It's a wild, weird
So, hey guys, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Hey, appreciate your time, Tommy, and thanks for everything you've done for us.
Hey, by the way, Coach, thank you very much. And Audrey is a very beautiful girl. So
thank you.
Special
kid.
I never knew that could happen, but God bless.
Thank you.
And love you. All right,
man. Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Appreciate you, man. We're out for this week, right?
Thanks, my boy. Yep.
Sends it down with a tomahawk slam. Short. Jerome off the glass, count it, and one.
Jim Jerome.